Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's do the best of speed jokes now. Thanks for sending them in this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we try and pick the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one.
Dave, the lights were too bright at the Chinese restaurant Brenda and I went to, so we complained, but all they did was bring out more food. What's up with that?
Well, what did you say?
I said, hey, dim sum.
Joke of the week number two. We worked really hard at this one. It went like
this. Hey, John,
this.
You have a new grandkid, right?
I got a new grandkid, yes. That's, yes, one that's just under... Do it again.
John.
What?
You have a new grandkid, right?
Yes, Dave, I've got one. That's just under two.
Now, John, I know how many one is.
Worked really hard to get to that punchline. Hope you enjoyed it. Here's joke of the week number three.
A parrot walks into a bar. The bartender asks him what he wants to drink. The parrot says, what do you want to drink?
How have we not heard that joke before? That's just lovely. Here's number four.
Why aren't dogs permitted in bars? Because they can't control their liquor.
Joke of the week number five.
There's a strange new trend with the office refrigerator.
Oh, yeah?
Here.
What's that?
Well, people are naming their food. Today I had a tuna sandwich named Linda.
Joke of the week number six.
I need a battery so I can tell the time.
Is it for a clock?
I don't know. That's why I need a battery.
The first time I saw that joke, I didn't get it. But now I really like it. Here's number seven.
A trampoline company in Central Europe has gone bankrupt.
What happened?
They were bouncing checks.
Here's joke of the week. We're on a roll now. We're getting somewhere. Here's number eight.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone is on his third marriage?
No, I did not know that.
Yes, his first marriage was Rocky, and his second marriage... was Rocky too.
Yeah, and then we played the song. Okay, here's joke of the week number nine.
My dad was a union worker his whole life. I'll never forget, he started all of our bedtime stories with Once Upon a Time and a Half.
Joke of the week number 10.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray King Ramses, and John Williams will star as some random dude.
You all build a tomb for me, then your children will build tombs for my kids, and this will continue forever.
Hang on. This sounds like a pyramid scheme to me.
Forever?
Yes, I worked a little Hawk Harrelson in there at the end.
What does Hawk Harrelson have to do with King Ramses?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't
missing
something.
Where it came from, John. You know, sometimes you just get into the character and it takes
Dave.
Over.
I understand, far be it for me to judge. Here's joke of the week number 11.
John, I got sick at a small hotel in Madrid.
Really?
I called the front desk. They said they had a doctor on staff. I was amazed such a small place had a doctor.
Yeah, no one expects a Spanish physician.
It's a living. Here's joke of the week number 12.
Hey, I got a question. Why do croutons come in airtight packaging? Is that to keep them from getting fresh?
The more I think about John, I think that's a good question. Here's 13.
Apparently putting a couple of Alka-Seltzer in my mouth while being baptized and then pretending.
Take two.
And then pretending to be the devil. It's not as funny as I thought it was going to be, but I'm not so sure.
Steve was way ahead of us on that one. He saw that one coming. Okay, one more joke, please.
I've got a condition where I feel the need to steal library books. Do you think I should get that checked out?
No, John. Let's see what the joke of the week was. All right, Steve, you were chuckling last. What was the joke of the week for you?
Lots of giggles there. I'm going to go with bouncing checks.
Yeah, I can. I got that's one of my top three. All right, there's a vote for that. Dave Ennett, what was the joke of the week, please?
I like the parrot in the bar.
Yeah, I do too. That was one of my other. Bob Kessler, which one are you loving this week, my friend?
I like New Grandkid. It was just entertaining listening.
Okay. Producer Pete, you going to play?
Dog's liquor.
But dogs can lick their elbows.
I got batteries for, is it 4 o'clock? I don't know. That's why I need batteries. That gets my vote, but nobody wins the majority of them. We'll randomly select a name in a minute. Someone's going to get a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Hey, listen, we've noticed that a lot of new jokes coming in from new either listeners or joke senders. I hope that's you. All you got to do is just email your joke to johnwilliams@wgnradio.com. We can't read all of the jokes or all of the names, but we really appreciate them. And then on Friday, we give you the best jokes and randomly award somebody a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Even if we don't read your joke on the air, you're still eligible. Just email johnwilliams@wgnradio.com. We replay them after the 1:30 news. And you can always share them with your friends by clicking on WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.